Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer in your home today and start packing. We are going straight to the WadeFord.com hotline right now because that is where we find analyst and former quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, and he is on the Atlanta Falcons radio network. Dave Archer joining us here this morning. How you feeling on this Victory Tuesday, Dave?
No, a lot better than Tiff I would have been had we not pulled that off last night. I'm tired, no question about it. I got back to the house about 4 a.m. I'm sure Bo did about the same time. So working about 3.5 hours, 4 hours of sleep, but feels good. Feels good getting it done.
Yeah, you probably feel better than your counterpart, Mike Quick, up there in Philadelphia. I'm sure that he was not a happy camper last night. That's for
you
sure.
You know what? Mike Quick stole it enough from me in Philadelphia. That's okay. He can sit on that one.
No, Arch, but I mean, look, I'm guilty as just about anybody. And it's one thing, obviously, with you and Bo being up there in person and kind of riding the wave in the booth, but I didn't see it happen in the last 2 minutes. I just did not see. They were methodical in the way they were able to run the ball in the second half. How surprised were you that they call the pass play to Saquon with the drop and then that the Falcons were able to pull it off there in the last minute?
Yeah, not surprised that they went to the play that they went to because Saquon was open on the play. I was a little surprised Atlanta got surprised by it because the first play Saquon scores on earlier on in the game, Jesse Bates got caught to the inside. It looked like there was some conversation. He pointed at Saquon, and then the next thing you know, Saquon slips in the flat. Hurts gets him the ball, and he scores. So the same formation, they go overload formation. Barkley starts, I think, in a little short motion to try to get to the flat, and you knew it was the same play. And Simmons got caught inside as well, and there was conversation. So, but Barkley drops the football. So, you know, you got to make the plays when you have an opportunity to make them. He didn't. And fortunately, that forced the field goal and provided the 69 seconds or whatever it was that Kirk had time to move the team down the field. I was a little surprised. You probably were too. And maybe the loose coverage that they played. I thought the offensive line bowed their back when they needed to in the game, certainly in that final drive. Kirk was extremely clean in the pocket. Was able to stand in there, and then of course Mooney working along the sidelines. Two opportunities to get him the football along the sidelines to get you down there. And then once you got down there, Kirk talked about it after the game. You know, you really had to kind of be really cognizant about the fact we got down here too quick. You know, now we got to be really conscious about making sure we get it in, punch it in the end zone. Of course, the play they run at the end of the game that gets the ball to Drake. Drake, phenomenal move at the top of the route to fake out one of the better corners in the league and Darius Slay to get to the flat and then or into the sideline. Of course, Kirk is on the money with him. It was really fun. You can tell in that you guys came back with a cut of Wes's call and me. I try not to talk over Wes. That's something we take great pride in that. Yeah. We've been doing it for 21 years now, and so I take great pride in not talking over him. But, man, we were caught up in the whole thing, and no question about it.
Yeah, I mean, I had chill bumps up there in the booth. I'm not going to lie. I rarely get, you know, those kind of moments don't happen, Arch. I've been with you guys since 2012. You kind of touched on something I wanted to get you to talk a little bit more in depth about, and that was the bounce back performance that I think that the offensive line had. That we were gashing these heralded Georgia first round picks from Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. Milton Williams got a little bit of it too. At one point, I think Bijan Robinson put knocked Nolan Smith, and he might have knocked him in the dirt there. If you get what I'm saying on a chip, but I thought also in pass protection, even times Caleb McGarry, who gets a lot of hate directed towards him, he did a good job in pass pro as well, especially on that fourth down play.
Yeah, I thought they cleaned up a lot of stuff. I thought that, and we talked about it a great deal about how they're going to be exponentially better in this game. There's, just simply from a pride standpoint, you're going to come back and you play better because the O-line didn't play the kind of game they wanted to play, and they didn't allow their quarterback to get comfortable. And certainly Kirk did not play anywhere near what you expected. There's a lot of expectation certainly laid in the lap of Kirk Cousins, and he didn't play anywhere near that. I mean, his first multi-interception game last weekend that he'd thrown, I think you got to go all the way back to September of 22 was the last time he had multiple interceptions in a game. So nowhere near what he was capable of. And I think that the offensive line, which kind of got overlooked a little bit, is maybe the backbone of this team because everybody was coming back on that unit, didn't play to their capabilities. And I think that they took it on themselves to say, hey, we're going to get our quarterback comfortable. Not only that, we're going to shove a guy named Bijan Robinson and another guy named Tyler Algier at you and see if you can handle it. And because I thought they'd get after Philadelphia. Philly prides themselves on being a physical defense, and they gave up some yardage to Green Bay on the opening weekend that Friday down in Brazil in the run game. So you felt like maybe there was a little bit of you could get after them a little bit up there, and you certainly did. There's no question about it. And you know, conversely, Philly's offensive line got after us up front as well. But it was a pretty well played game. Two teams that I think are starting to kind of come into their own a little bit, and certainly by week two, you get into week three, you hope you get away rid of some of these issues that you're having. There's still a lot of issues they got to fix, but it's fun to fix them when you win games.
Well, Arch, you went the direction I was going to go with that run game because 152 yards on the ground for the Falcons. Why do Bijan and Tyler just complement each other? Why did they complement each other so well in that game?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of people want to talk about it's thunder and lightning. I think that both of them have some lightning in them as well as some thunder. I thought that Bijan put on display what he is. The great quickness and ability to make you miss with tremendous power, it's a tremendous combination. And I think that Tyler has a good bit of that. I don't think he necessarily has the top-end speed that Bijan has. They may be more similar to one another than they are different, which I think is pretty cool because now all of a sudden when you put another guy in, there's no step down. It doesn't change. And so, you know, Tyler might have a little bit more power, but they both have great quickness. Bijan has probably a little bit more short area quickness and the ability to make you miss than Tyler does. But again, there's probably a lot about them that's the same. They both can catch the ball to the backfield. And I think that's the most comforting thing. If you're Zach Robinson or Raheem Morris or whoever, when you put one of those guys in, you're going to get the same performance. And I think that the offensive line, Mike could speak to this more than I can. And there's something to be said for that when the offensive line knows that they're staring at one of those guys in the huddle with them or when they're in a no-huddle operation, that they know that if they create opportunities, those two guys are going to respond and they're going to show people they can crown them in yardage.
Atlanta Falcons radio analyst and former quarterback Dave Archer joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Arch, Jesse's going to get the talked about with the interception, and he was our Solomon Brothers player of the game. He had 12 tackles, a tackle for loss, and two passes defended. But one of the passes defended to me might have been the biggest play that we're not really talking about a lot. And that's it's 9-7 in the third quarter, and Jalen hits Devontae Smith. And it's on the line. It's in the end zone, essentially. And the closing speed of Bates. Talk about that play to knock that ball away.
Yeah, he's playing at depth, meaning he's playing about 4 or 5 yards deep in the end zone because he's got some other responsibilities if nobody threatens his area. And so when Devontae Smith playing in the slot breaks to the outside, now he's got to come from depth to get there. The ball was well thrown by Hurst, put it right on Devontae Smith. And as you mentioned, Bo, you described it perfectly. He steps in and rattles his cage to knock the ball out. Big play there. I thought there was another play later on. Richie Grant was in the game. This was in the first half. And Hurst got out of the pocket to his left and threw the ball in the left corner of the end zone. And Richie Grant undercut the route and almost intercepted the pass. I talked to Richie after the game, and you know, he's kind of the forgotten guy here with Justin Simmons. But Grant was in the game, and that was a huge play. That forced a field goal in the first half in a situation where he was in the game and not one of the heralded safeties that we talk about. He makes a big-time play. So there were a number of guys that if you go back and look at it, you saw that you talked about the chip block. There were two or three really heavy chip blocks. I'm sure that's something Mike was watching. I know Nolan Smith got a little rib sandwich, the McRib from Bijan Robinson, but there was a pretty good job by Charlie Warner, did it a couple times. I know Kyle Pitts was much better in some of his chip blocks as well to kind of keep those guys hemmed in on the edge.
Yeah. Arch, just kind of finishing up here, I am curious to get your thoughts on really the way that Zach Robinson came out swinging. I had to just chuckle to myself. I'm sure you were the same way. They come out, they go under center, play action. I mean, everything that you wanted them to try to do in week one and everything we've heard about for the last 7-8 days actually before that, it's just funny to see Zach Robinson come out and try to make that statement on the first drive.
Yeah, and I think that, Mike, you know, again, they talked about game plan and how their game plan set up for Pittsburgh, and they're probably kicking themselves a little bit about how maybe they didn't incorporate some of the stuff they had in their bag of tricks or the bag that the game plan is going to consist of over the next 15 weeks as we get ready to play these next 15 games. So to not have play action or move the quarterback or some of those things, maybe one of those. I think coaches, you and I both know coaches hate to say, well, we should have done this, should have done that, and regret it. They didn't regret anything. They came out, they had the full arsenal. I think they kept Philly off balance a good bit of the game as to what was coming at them. But, yeah, here's your play action. Here's your move the quarterback off the spot. And, oh, by the way, Kurt's healthy enough to pull the ball down, get out of the pocket, throw the ball away, and he's pulled down and ran with it a couple times as well. So, hopefully that dispels all the stuff that was going on that I know that guys are talking about on this radio station as well as around the country about the quarterback and is he healthy and all those kind of things. I think that we got a little sampling of what else we're going to see throughout the next 15 weeks.
Dave, rest up because it's still a long season, but I hope you enjoy the rest of this Victory Tuesday.
24-hour rule, Dave.
Yeah, I will. We're headed to Flowery Branch, going to do a coach's show with Raheem. He'll come up later on today here on Sports Radio 99 The Game and also do a podcast this afternoon beyond AtlantaFalcons.com. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. We appreciate it. That was Dave Archer, analyst, former Atlanta Falcons quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Up next, we got a Life of Squid.
I got to go to the Reading Terminal yesterday, maybe have me a cheesesteak, but not necessarily the cheesesteak you think I did. And the reaction to...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
To the game-winning touchdown.